deal. He came over to me and gave me these two playful-as-hell slaps on both cheeks, which is something that can be very annoying. "Listen," he said, "you going out anywhere special tonight?" "I don't know, I might. What the hell's it doing out, snowing?" He had snow all over his coat. "Yeah, listen, if you're not going out any place special, how about winning me your houndstooth jacket?" "Who won the game?" I said. "It's only the half. We're leaving," Stradlater said. "No kidding. You going to use your houndstooth tonight or not? I spilled some crap all over my gray flannel."
"No, but I don't want you stretching it with your goddamn shoulders and all," I said.
We were practically the same height, but he weighed about twice as much as I did. He had these very broad shoulders.
"I won't stretch it."
He went over to the closet in a big hurry.
"How's the boy, Ackley?" he said to Ackley.
He was at least a pretty friendly guy, Stradlater. It was partly a phony kind of friendly, but at least he always said hello to Ackley and all. Ackley just sort of grunted when he said, "How's the boy?" He wouldn't answer him, but he didn't have guts enough not to at least grunt. Then he said to me, "I think I'll get going. See you later." "Okay," I said. He never exactly broke your heart when he went back to his own room. Old Stradlater started taking off his coat and tie and all. "I think maybe I'll take a fast shave," he said. He had a pretty heavy beard. He really did. "Where's your date?" I asked him.
"She's waiting in the annex."
He went out of the room with his toilet kit and towel under his arm. No shirt on or anything. He always walked around in his bare torso because he thought he had a damn good build.
He did, too. I have to admit it.
4. I didn't have anything special to do, so I went down to the can and chewed the rag with him while he was shaving. We were the only ones in the can because everybody was still down at the game. It was hot as hell and the windows were all steamy. There were about 10 washbowls, all right against the wall. Stradlater had the middle one. I sat down on the one right next to him and started turning the cold water on and off, this nervous habit I have. Stradlater kept whistling Song of India while he shaved. He had one of those very piercing whistles that are practically never in tune, and he always picked out some song that's hard to whistle even if you're a good whistler, like Song of India or Slaughter on 10th Avenue. He could really mess a song up. You remember I said before that Ackley was a slob in his personal habits? Well, so was Stradlater, but in a different way. Stradlater was more of a secret slob. He always looked all right, Stradlater, but, for instance, you should have seen the razor he shaved himself with. It was always rusty as hell and full of lather and hairs and crap. He never cleaned it or anything. He always looked good when he was finished fixing himself up, but he was a secret slob anyway, if you knew him the way I did. The reason he fixed himself up to look good was because he was madly in love with himself. He thought he was the handsomest guy in the Western Hemisphere. He was pretty handsome, too, I'll admit it. But he was mostly the kind of a handsome guy that if your parents saw his picture in your yearbook, they'd right away say, "Who's this boy?" I mean, he was mostly a yearbook kind of handsome guy. I knew a lot of guys at Pensy I thought were a lot handsomer than Stradlater, but they wouldn't look handsome if you saw their pictures in the yearbook. They'd look like they had big noses or their ears stuck out. I've had that experience frequently. Anyway, I was sitting on the washbowl next to where Stradlater was shaving, sort of turning the water on and off. I still had my red hunting hat on with the peak around to the back and all. I really got a bang out of that hat. "Hey," Stradlater said, "want to do me a big favor?"
"What?"
I said, not too enthusiastic. He was always asking you to do him a big favor. You take a very handsome guy, or a guy that thinks he's a real hotshot, and they're always asking you to do them a big favor. Just because they're crazy about themselves, they think you're crazy about them, too, and that you're just dying to do them a favor. It's sort of funny, in a way. "You going out tonight?" he said.
I might not, I don't know. Why?"
"I got about 100 pages to read for history for Monday," he said. "How about writing a composition for me for English? I'll be up the creek if I don't get the goddamn thing in by Monday, the reason I ask. How about it?" It was very ironical. It really was.
I'm the one that's flunking out of the goddamn place, and you're asking me to write you a goddamn composition, I said.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, though, I'll be up the creek if I don't get it in. Be a buddy. Be a buddy-roo, okay? I didn't answer him right away. Suspense is good for some bastards like Stradlater.
What on? I said.
Anything. Anything descriptive. A room or a house or something you once lived in or something. You know, just as long as it's descriptive as hell.
He gave out a big yawn while he said that, which is something that gives me a royal pain in the ass. I mean, if somebody yawns right while they're asking you to do them a goddamn favor.
Just don't do it too good is all,
he said. That son of a bitch Hartzell thinks you're a hot shot in English and he knows you're my roommate. So, I mean, don't stick all the commas and stuff in the right place. That's something else that gives me a royal pain. I mean, if you're good at writing compositions, and somebody starts talking about commas, Stradlater was always doing that. He wanted you to think that the only reason he was lousy at writing compositions was because he stuck all the commas in the wrong place. He was a little bit like Ackley that way. I once sat next to Ackley at this basketball game. We had a terrific guy on the team, Howie Coyle, that could sink them from the middle of the floor without even touching the backboard or anything. Ackley kept saying the whole goddamn game that Coyle had a perfect build for basketball. God, how I hate that stuff. I got bored sitting on that washbowl after a while, so I backed up a few feet and started doing this tap dance, just for the hell of it. I was just amusing myself. I can't really tap dance or anything. But it was a stone floor in the can, and it was good for tap dancing. I started imitating one of those guys in the movies.